Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 11, the Bible and prophecy. Wednesday, the investigative judgment. Now in the vision about these beasts, these wild beasts, there in this vision, suddenly, there's a vision. What happens in heaven? This is on earth. But what goes on in heaven? In the center of the universe, where the throne of God is? And there you can see, judges are there, thrones are there. It's an investigative judgment. It's investigated who is worthy enough to be on the list to be saved when Jesus returns. And the followers of Jesus are investigated whether they have been loyal all their life. To be on this list means to be in the book of life, and this means to be saved when Jesus comes back with the clouds. The clouds are the angels that accompany him. And they are sent out to collect his followers, the elected. So, what can you do to be among the elect? In this book of life will be written those who start a loving relationship with their Savior, who come to him, repent, confess their sins, weep about their sins, about their past, and ask that their sins may be forgiven. Jesus paid the price already for that on the cross. He is the lamb, the sacrifice that is sacrificed for the sins of the people. So if you come to him, repenting, confessing, weeping, asking for forgiveness, your past is forgiven. It's past. It's gone. And you will get peace in your heart. A heavy load on your shoulders. It's thrown off, as if you would take off a rucksack, this bag on your shoulders when you go up the mountains, for example in the Alps, what I like to do so much in summertime. Walking around there, where the Waldenses had been in the Alps. Walking on their path. Well, and this investigative judgment will form this list. We'll find out who will be in the book of life. And all those who love Jesus, who want to follow him, who want to be loyal to him, who want to obey his commandments, they will be there. Those who are in a close relationship with him. And those who try to be holy by themselves, they will be lost and the rest. Only those who, by the motivation of love and thankfulness, come to Jesus, they will be there. And they will be there in this new kingdom, which is here symbolized by the stone, which will grow and fill the earth. Daniel saw it. There is an investigative judgment. Your life will be watched, and then you are judged. And the careful look of the Savior is, do you love me? That's the point. Do you love yours?